Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this cool, brisk Sunday morning to Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship today, we've been working our way through chapter 3 of the book of Ruth, and we come toward the end of the passage here, dealing with Ruth's appeal to Boaz. She went to him in the threshing floor after Naomi said that's where he would be. There was nothing salacious or improper about what she did because all of the workers were at the threshing floor. They had taken the harvest there to be winnowed, and so there would be literally dozens of individuals that would stay all night long working. They preferred to work at night because of the fact that the night breezes that would come, and it wasn't as hot. And so they would set up torches all around there to provide them with light, and they would winnow the wheat into the late hours of the night, early morning. And so she went to him and appealed to him about her need, said, "You are my near kinsman." And then he responded to her in verse 12 and says, "And now it is true that I am the near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I." I often wondered if Ruth's heart just sank. Because you see, this was the earthly side. It seems here that a plan B is proposed. If the kinsman doesn't come through with it, I'll be glad to serve as the kinsman. But there was a plan A that was brought into the picture now that Ruth wasn't planning on and Naomi wasn't planning on that seems to change everything. She doesn't know this near kinsman. If they had known of him, no doubt they would have gone to him. But they didn't know about him. You see, on heaven's side, there was only one plan. On the earthly side, it seemed like two possibilities. You know, I've learned over the years that you have to trust God. Sometimes it seems like there's a plan A and a plan B and a plan C and everything's so confusing. Just trust God. And he said to her in verse 13, "Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning." And so he goes to work. He doesn't push this off. I have to say, I despise procrastinators. You know, people that just, "I'm not going to deal with that right now. I'm going to push that off and wait a couple of months or whatever." You know, if something needs to be done, it needs to be done. And it ought to get your attention to get it done, not to push it off. "And I got some other things I want to do," whatever. If something needs to be, and he saw this as something that needed to be done. Now, they've only known each other for a few months at this point. But we know that he stepped up and said, "I'm going to take care of this." The next morning, they go about, and we're going to see the story unfold here. This kinsman acts like he's going to do the part, but then backs out at the last minute. There was a little drama in the story. But my point this morning is this. Trusting God is much deeper than just talk. Trusting God is something that requires that you have to entrust the future into His hands, that He's going to take care of all this. If you've told God, "Lord, I'm trusting You. Lord, I'm looking to You. I don't know all of the ins and outs of all of the traditions here in Israel. But my mother-in-law has told me to go to him, and I'm going to trust the Lord to work everything out." She goes back to Naomi and tells there's a nearer kinsman. I'm sure Ruth's heart was broken. Maybe she wasn't sure how things were going to work out. You can only imagine a young girl here. She was married for 10 years, lost her husband. Now she's in her 30s. And she's never met this near kinsman, and it could be her mate for the future. I have to trust God with all of this? Yes. Yes. When you start going to work when God's already working, you're going to mess things up. You've got to learn to trust in Him. Remember, on earth it looked like a plan A and a plan B. But with God, there was only one plan. And that was Boaz. And God brings all the circumstances together to undertake and unfold His plan. But we've got to learn to trust Him. I pray today as we've gathered here at Grace Bible Church that we'll trust the Lord. We've got missionaries to support. Well, how are we going to do that? We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to depend upon Him. We've got boys and girls to train for the Lord Jesus Christ. How are we going to do that? We're going to trust the Lord. Follow His Word. You see how it works, folks? It's not about trying to figure it out. It's about putting your case in God's hands and let God unfold His plan. He's already got it figured out. He doesn't have to scratch his head on, what am I going to do now? I forgot about this other kinsman. You think God was scratching His head about that? You think He was surprised? No. His plan was going to be unfolded. And Ruth trusted God, and Naomi trusted God, and God brought it to pass. How wonderful it is to rest and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.